Welcome to Evolve Live Success Through Adversity podcast, presented by Flagler Health Plus. This podcast shines a light on experiences of people in the private and public sectors. You'll hear how overcoming obstacles has shaped their perspectives and made them better prepared to meet new challenges. Here is your host of Success Through Adversity, the publisher of Evolve Magazine, Howard Hawley.
Hello, and welcome to Editor's Voice. I'm Howard Hawley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. With me to talk about the next issue of Evolve's First Coast Region is the editor, Gina Mangus. Welcome, Gina.
Happy to be here, Howard. I'm excited to talk about this next issue.
Well, why is that?
Well, new year, new ideas. I love the theme. It's going to be chock full of interesting information that people really want to hear about. And I'm especially excited about our cover story. It is featuring youthpreneurs, and they happen to all be young women as well. Yep. So kind of a double whammy there of really interesting stories of how these young women have built businesses before the age of 25.
Tell us a little bit about them. I did a podcast with Tessa Taylor, who's the owner of the Scoop. She's one of those young women on the covers. Tell us about the others.
And there's a couple other young women, the girls who own, and I can't say girls because they're 15 and 17 that own Level Up Dance Studio. They started with just a handful of customers, and then they actually moved into an amazing space at the Link in Nocatee with the help of that sort of entrepreneurship incubator facility. And now they have a huge following, a number of dance girls, and a competitive dance team that they've put together. And they're running that business themselves as high school students. And then there's another young woman who's opened up a business in the Palm Coast area where she is featuring kind of refurbished designer bags and other accessories.
Well, I tell you, encouraging young people to pursue entrepreneurship is a passion of mine. So I absolutely applaud that. So pivoting a little bit, let's talk about the Clay St. John's Expressway.
Yes.
That's one of the stories as well.
Yes, the First Coast Expressway is a super exciting project. I know the folks in Clay County, I think, are probably the most excited on connecting Clay with St. John's. And that really is going to transform a lot of the way that people do business. It's going to transform how they shop, where they go, their access to certain areas. It's going to reduce commute times. And they even indicate in the article that once in a lifetime, that expressway actually might be ahead of schedule. You never hear that.
No, you never hear that. That's good. And then, why did the editorial advisory board pick pets to be included in this issue? Tell me how that ties to new year, new ideas.
Well, you know, it's really been an interesting transformation, and we're going to actually follow up on some of these themes in our next edition after this, is that really the transformation of workforce and what people's expectations are. And, you know, working from home caused a lot of people to really refocus on how much time they spend with their pets and how long they're away from them during the day. So as business reopened, a lot of them have had to reconsider if they're going to allow their employees to bring their pets along, if they want to get them out of the house and back into the office. And then there's also, you know, a number of entrepreneurial ideas around, you know, expanding people's relationships with their pets. And that all comes across in the article.
Excellent. Well, you know, Gina, I know that as a volunteer editor of Evolve, you work very closely with The Link and also with Wired to Perform as Chief Strategy Officer. I want to go back to this concept of youthpreneur and the event that was held in November.
Oh, yes, yes.
Talk a little bit about how the pitch and the experience for both high school and college kids that occurred at The Link.
Yeah, so it was Enter Circle 2022. That was the second year. It's a three-day entrepreneurship and small business conference where we're also focused on really bringing in young people to expose them to the type of conference that, you know, we as business people are typically used to. So one of the days we brought in students from the University of North Florida and Jacksonville University to participate. And then we also were able to work with the business academies from St. John's County School mm-hmm. District to bring over 100 high school students in to participate and hear some from amazing speakers to really kind of think about entrepreneurship, and then end the day with a pitch factory where some students were able to pitch their ideas of businesses that they have developed. And some of them are really amazing. There's one group that I became a little more familiar with that's really working on a patent now and a way to actually manufacture their product.
Yeah.
And thank you, Howard, for being a judge of that competition.
I was honored, and it was eye-opening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.